亚当夏娃因为不顺服神，吃善恶果就犯罪了。
Because Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of good and evil, they sinned and lost God.
我们看到犯罪以后所带来的一个结果，就是显出羞耻。
We know that one of the consequences of sin is punishment.
本来虽然他们受造的时候还不用穿衣服，但是因为有神的荣光，还有人的心地纯洁啊，所以没有罪恶的念头。
Sorry, one of the consequences of sin is shame, and you can not have a clear conscience before God.
犯了罪以后啊，神的荣光消失掉了，羞耻就显出来。
And the image and the light of God within us fades, and shame appears.
接下来就是神跟人之间的交通就隔绝了。
And then the relationship between God and man is separated.
啊，不敢见神。
And man is afraid to appear before God.
那我们看到有些人啊，真的犯了罪，犯了重罪以后啊，他不敢到教会来。
And truly, for those who have committed great sins, they are afraid to come to church.
啊，不敢见神。
And they're afraid.
不敢祷告。
They're afraid to appear before God and are afraid to pray.
因为罪会让人跟神之间的关系啊中断。
Because sin separates man from God.
啊，会在那个战惊恐怕当中。
And then man is left in fear and terror.
那本来亚当夏娃很亲密的，亚当说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。”
And originally, Adam and Eve were really close.
那犯罪以后啊，就彼此推卸责任了。
Adam called him Eve, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. But then Adam started to blame Eve.
神问亚当说：“你怎么吃啊？”
And then God asked Adam, "Why did you eat of the fruit?"
他不再说骨中骨啊，他说就是你造给我的那个女人啊。
And then Adam blamed Eve, saying it was because of the woman you created.
啊，他给我吃，我就吃了。
Because she gave it to me, I ate of it.
所以本来是骨中骨啊，现在就是那个女人啊。
So before it was bone of my bones, now it's that woman.
哦，所以那个夫妻之间的亲密关系就失掉了。
So the close relationship between the spouse
was ruined. 后来受咒诅。
And later they were cursed.
说人跟蛇要为敌。
And that there would be enmity between the serpent and man.
本来人以为说蛇是他好朋友，都听他的话。
Before it seemed like they were the serpent and Eve were good friends because they were listening to each other.
啊，不听神的话。
And they did not listen to the words of God.
那现在啊，这个时候蛇的那个真的面目啊，撒旦的真面目就显露出来。
But then the true appearance of Satan appears.
圣经里面说啊，撒旦有时候也会装作光明的天使。
The Bible also records that Satan sometimes can disguise himself as an angel of light.
有时候他也会假扮成你的朋友。
And he may appear to be just like your friend.
那让他达到目的以后，他离开了，你就自己陷到那个痛苦当中。
But then after he has fulfilled his purpose, then you are left with to suffer.
我们不要受到他的迷惑。
So let's not be deceived by him.
那当然，这个蛇啊，后来说咒诅说要用肚子走路。终身出土。
So later the serpent was cursed that he must go on his belly.
我在想哦，大概亚当夏娃还没有犯罪以前啊，大概蛇不会像现在看起来那么丑了。
I feel that before Adam and Eve sinned, probably snakes are not or serpents are not as ugly as they seem today.
可能长得很可爱啊，所以夏娃才会亲近他嘛哈。
They may.They were probably pretty cute, otherwise Eve wouldn't want to draw close to it.
啊，可能以前他也会讲话，所以夏娃可以跟他讲话。
And before they probably could speak, which is why Eve spoke to it.
但是蛇后来受咒诅了，才会变现在这个样子。
But then after the God's curse, it became like it is today.
十六节讲到对女人的咒诅。
Verse 16 of chapter 3 describes the curse towards women.
多多增加怀胎的苦楚。
It says, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow."
所以如果我们没有犯罪啊，同样可以生养儿女，但是不会痛苦。
And sorrow and your before humans could give birth but not have pain.
因为本来生养众多就是神的祝福嘛。
Because originally children are the blessing of God.
那犯罪了以后啊, 就变成说生产要痛苦, 变成一场征战。
But then after sin, giving birth became painful and it became as if a battle.
啊, 甚至有的人啊, 在生产当中啊, 离世了。
There are cases where women giving birth died.
所以要受到丈夫的管辖。
Also, she was cursed saying that your desire should be for your husband and he shall rule over you.
那信主了以后啊, 就能够解脱。 回信主以后啊, 按照圣经里面的道理来行, 就能够脱离这样的作主。
And the only way to overcome this curse is through believing in Christ and walking in the way.
因为信主以后啊, 可以恢复到伊甸园的快乐生活。
Because only after going through Jesus Christ can we return to the condition of Eden.
夫妻可以非常的亲爱, 主要有道理, 能够很亲爱的生活。
As long as there's the truth, then relationship between God and man can be close.
希伯来前书第二章里面说啊, 妇人如果常常存着信德啊, 有信心, 有德性, 还可以在生产上得救。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says that women can be saved through childbearing.
在生产上能够得救,
and they can be saved.
就能够脱离那个犯罪, 夏娃犯罪的那个咒诅。
And they can be saved from the curse that originally was
所以有很多姐妹啊, 她们说啊, 在生产当中啊, 啊, 很顺利, 啊, 神保守, 啊, 没有遇到什么灾难。
So there are also many cases where the process of giving birth was very smooth.
啊, 另外男人说要终身劳苦。
The curse towards the men were that they should toil and labor.
啊, 这17节说要 耕种土地啊, 啊, 土地又长出很多荆棘蒺藜。
It says that curses the ground for your sake and that there will be many thorns and thistles.
一直到归土, 因为是土造的,
and that he will return to the dust because he was made out of dust.
所以本来神造人在伊甸园啊, 虽然要修理看守啊, 但那个不是重担。
Originally, man was created and put in the Garden of Eden to maintain the garden, but that wasn't a burden.
所以说在工作当你没有工作太闲也是很苦啊。 有时候有些工作，但这个工作不是重担，而是你很乐意的，变成一种快乐。工作当中有快乐。If
we have a lot of work placed on us, it can very well be a burden. But if you have a little bit of work, it could be a good joy.
犯罪以后啊，因为你不得已啊，你不工作不行，而是在一种压力、劳动当中啊来工作就受苦了。And
after sinning, men were cursed, and they will suffer if they do not work.
所以我们唯有在耶稣基督里面呢, 我们重担呢, 主耶稣帮我们承担, 我们才会重新享受安息。
And through believing in Jesus Christ, he has taken away our burden, and so we can enjoy rest.
所以有罪的人就没有办法生活在伊甸园里面。
So sinners cannot dwell in the Garden of Eden.
没有足够来享受神的恩典。
Nor can they partake of God's grace.
所以我们信主以后我们就回到了原伊甸园的快乐生。
But after believing in Jesus Christ, we can return to the life that it was in Eden.
因为主耶稣带给我们真理跟恩典。
Because Jesus brought forth truth and grace.
所以你保守在主的里面啊, 你就享受无尽的主的恩典。
So within this protection of this garden, then we can enjoy
blessings.
And God can be our joy.
啊, 你的路径啊,
and the path which you walk will always be paved by God's blessings.
所以我们现在信主啊,
so as believers, we can return to the life as it was in Eden.
啊, 另外一个就是死亡临到。
Next, because of sin, death came into
因为
the world.
这是罪的工价。
This is the fruit.
所以我们现在可以靠着耶稣基督啊, 从死亡当中可以脱离出来, 能够得到永远的生命。
And through Jesus Christ, again, we can overcome death and enter into eternal life.
所以在这个创世纪里面啊, 也谈到救赎的仪表。
救赎的仪表。 Also in Genesis, we see the salvation.
我们看15节。
Let's look at verse 15.
15.
Verse 15.
3章15节。
Okay. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
这里讲到说女人的后裔啊, 要伤蛇的头。
Here it says that the seed of the woman will bruise the
serpent's head.
And this prophesies of Jesus.
因为这时候耶稣基督啊, 完成救恩啊, 给魔鬼啊, 一个致命的一种打击。
And through Jesus Christ, who completed salvation, he bruised Satan.
所以他虽然借着死啊, 可以败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
And through death, he could overcome Satan.
啊, 然后把人从死亡当中解救出来。
And deliver us from death.
所以这是一种预表啊, 女人的后裔。
So this is a prophecy from the woman's seed.
女人的后裔啊, 当然就是主的耶稣基督啊, 因为他是借着童女所生的。
And this seed is referring to Jesus Christ because he was born of woman.
另外21节, 3章21节,
let's turn to verse 21. Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
因为当他们发现羞耻以后啊,
so after they ate of the fruit and were ashamed of their nakedness, they made clothing out of fig leaves.
啊,太阳一晒啊,树叶枯干啊,
and after the sun, sun's heat withered the leaves, so it was not permanent.
所以人想要靠自己的方法来遮盖罪,遮盖羞耻,这是没有办法做到的。
So often, human beings try to hide their own sin and shame by their own methods.
所以有的人啊, 想要行善立功啊, 这样的方法来赎罪, 就好像用无花果做亲子一样。
And this is not possible. For example, some people try to cover their sin and shame by doing many good deeds and good works.
所以人没有办法靠自己啊, 来得救。
So man cannot count on themselves to
因为不是靠行善立功的方法,
obtain salvation, because salvation is not through good works.
而是要靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
But salvation is through relying on the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以说神特别杀羔羊用皮衣来给亚当夏娃穿, 才能够把羞耻脱掉。
And so God personally made tunics of skin which were made from, animals and then personally clothed them.
这预表耶稣基督就是羔羊啊, 替我们流血, 让我们可以披戴耶稣基督的义血。
And this skin represents the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and through the death of and the blood that is shed, that we could be covered from our shame.
我们可以白白的得到称义,
and that we can freely be called righteous.
所以我们看到说啊, 虽然罪恶从创世纪就开始了, 但是神的救恩也是从创世纪就开始。
So we see that sin originated in Genesis, and also the salvation of God originated in Genesis.
我们以前有一位老长老, 叫鸽子岩长老。
In the past, we had an elder Ge.
Yeah, 有没有人认识?
Does anyone know Elder Ge?
鸽子岩长老啊, 他爸爸是早期的一个安息日会的医院的副院长。
This elder, his father was a Seventh-day Adventist hospital worker.
副院长啊,
or manager.
因为他得到我们道理以后，他就离开，就到我们教会来。
And after his father received the truth, he came to the True Jesus
Church. 他带着两个儿子啊，三个人先当传道。
And so, him and his two sons eventually became pastors.
哎，他们学问都相当好。
And their education and intelligence was quite high.
所以台湾的教会啊，一开始就是郭主任长老特别去那边呐。 连续开了好几次,
and so, in the beginning of the holy work in Taiwan, Elder Ge constantly held theological seminars once every month.
所以栽培了很多工人啊，建立台湾教会的基础。
So out of this work, many holy workers were trained, and then the church in Taiwan was established.
哦，台湾的教会大概现在有300多间哦。
So there's about 300 churches in Taiwan.
所以最早的那个基础很重要。
So the original work is very important.
那郭祖元长老是跑到印度去传道，印尼去传道。
Also, Elder Ge eventually went to Indonesia to preach.
后来中国大陆被共产党占领以后啊，结果他没有办法回去。
After China was taken over by the communists, he was unable to return to China.
哦，所以他一直到年纪很大了，才回去。
And so it wasn't until he was in his very old age until he could return.
这个郭祖元长老学问的很好。
Elder Ge also had much education.
他写了很多的书，很多才是教会圣经里面的一些书。
And he was quite learned because we could see from the many books he's written for the church.
他有一个讲法了哈，这个给我们做参考。
He wrote and
他有一个讲法哈。
He has a saying.
他说亚当会得救。
He said that Adam will be saved.
他也有根据啊。
And this has.
但是我们不知道了哈，因为得救在神嘛，审判在神。
And this has some proof.
但是根据这里。But
salvation is, of course, only. Through God.
因为神杀羔羊，为亚当做皮衣。
But the proof here is also in this verse that God made tunics from the animal skin and clothed them.
当然，这是预表耶稣基督啊，为我们流血，来替代我们，哈。
So this also prefigures how Jesus shed his blood so that we can be covered.
所以他说，既然神都为亚当啊。 杀羔羊啦，给他皮衣穿啦，皮带他啦，让他知道羞耻啦，应该亚当会得救，这是他的讲法。So
Elder Ge's reasoning was that since God killed animals and used the skin to cover Adam, and his shame was covered, then probably Adam will be saved.
不过我们不知道。But
of course, we do not know for sure.
这个参考了。This
is just something.
因为圣经没有直接的，其他地方直接的证明。
Because there's no other proof within the Bible.
我们再来看第四章。
Let's now turn to Genesis chapter 4.
第四章里面讲到两种献祭，两种拜神的人，也可以预表两种的宗教。
In chapter 4, there are two worshippers and two methods of worshipping, which can also represent types of worship.
亚当跟夏娃。 后来就生来一个儿子，叫做该隐。
So Adam and Eve eventually had a son named Cain.
另外一个叫做亚伯。
And the other son was named Abel.
这是一对兄弟。
And they were brothers.
这一对兄弟啊，他们就晓得说，要来献祭给神。
And these brothers knew that they should make sacrifices to God.
有时候有的人会问说啊，为什么他们晓得要献祭？
Some people may ask, how did they know that they should make sacrifices?
亚当因为曾经替他杀羔羊嘛，哈。Perhaps
it was because God sacrificed animals in order to clothe Adam.
这个该隐跟亚伯啊，晓得献祭啊，我在想应该也是神启示让他们知道，你要跟神恢复关系啊，你就是要献祭。And
I personally believe that God probably revealed to them that in order to get be drawn closer to God, you must make sacrifices.
因为真正的宗教是神启示人，人才能够晓得。
Because true religion is only revealed by God so that man can understand.
不是靠人的思想出来的。
It is not through human wisdom.
腓立比书的第二章里面说，我们立志行事啊，是神的灵在我们心中运行，让我们来按照神的主意来行事。
In Philippians chapter 2, it says that the Spirit of God works within us so that we can perform what God wants us to do.
所以神有时候会感动我们，主示我们，让我们怎样来敬拜他，跟他恢复关系。
So sometimes God may reveal to us and instruct us how to worship Him.
所以这两个小孩子啊，他们就晓得献祭了。So
these two children, Cain and Abel, understood that they should make sacrifice.
他们两个献祭的方式跟态度都不一样。But
their method and attitude were completely different from each other.
该隐呢是把他土产，因为他种田的，把土产就拿出来。Since
Cain worked the earth, he offered fruits and vegetables.
那我们刚才说该隐的献祭啊，就是好像比较随便一点呢、啊，比较不是像亚伯那么敬重的态度。
And、we see from the Bible that Cain's offering was kind of
就随便拿一点土产呐、啊，就来献祭了。
Was kind of lackadaisical and just grab anything and offer it to God.
后来该隐的献祭神不悦纳。
And so God was not pleased with Cain's offering.
我们再看呢、啊，神不悦纳他的祭物啊，大概有几方面。
We see how God is displeased with Cain's offering.
一个是献祭的态度啊，不是很庄重。
We see that God was displeased with the attitude that God, that Cain made his offering.
一个是他献的土产呐、啊，土产一般叫做素祭啊。
First was that he offered grain offering.
因为这个土产是人耕种的成果。
And since this is the,
他只是晓得把自己的成果献给神。
This is the work of his own work, so he understood to give.
另外一个就是他的行为不好。
The other thing is that his behavior was not good.
因为神说，你如果献得好，你如果做得好，啊，怎么会不蒙悦呢？
And because God told him, if you make good sacrifices and offerings, then would not be pleased with you.
所以在献祭的时候啊，要几方面呢、啊？你献的东西、献的态度，还有你的行事为人，这都很重要。
So when making offerings and sacrifices, it's very important to what you're offering, your attitude of offering, and also your behavior.
因为行为如果不好的话，说恶人的祭物啊是神所厌恶的。
Because if your behavior is not good, God despises the offerings of the wicked.
以赛亚书第一章里面说。
Isaiah chapter 1 says,
所以以色列人他们虽然献了很多很多的祭物，
that even though the Israelites had made many, many offerings,
但是他们的手里面、啊、充满着杀人流血强暴的事，
but their hands were full of the blood and killing and greed.
所以神说、啊、你们的祭物我感到很厌烦。
And so God said that he was disgusted by their offerings.
因为神没有缺少这些东西、啊、
because it's not like God needs these things.
所以你看，一般外邦人拜偶像啊，献了很多很多祭物，啊，表示他啊献很多啊。那我们的神不一定是这样。
So we see in other religions that those believers may offer and sacrifice a lot of things before their idols.
要我们的献祭啊，是出于诚心的、甘心乐意的，多少不是最重要的。
But our God is not like that. Our God sees, the quality of our offering, not the quantity.
那亚伯啊，他在献祭就很庄重。
And on the other hand, Abel's sacrifice and offerings were.
那里面说啊，他是献上最好的祭物。
Were better and.
而且他是凭着信心来献上的。
And also, he offered them in faith.
啊，他所献的是羊啊，羊是要流血。有血的叫血祭
and he offered lambs, so it involved shedding of blood.
另外一个，他本身呢、啊、有敬畏神的心，也有好的生活态度。
In addition, in his daily life, he had good character.
所以他的祭物啊，当然神就悦纳了。
And so, because of this, God was pleased with his offerings.
所以这我们看到说、啊、两种拜神的人呢、啊。
So here we see.Two types of people who worship God.
献两种不一样的礼物。
And how they offer two different types of offerings.
如果我们到利未记以后啊，以色列人神叫他们献祭啊，我们对这个道理就会更加清楚。
Once we study Leviticus and onward, and the law that God gave to the Israelites, we will understand this more clearly.
以色列人要献五大祭。
The Israelites had to make five types of offerings.
一个是燔祭，就是把动物杀掉献上。
One was a burnt offering, which was you had to kill an animal and offer it.
再来第二个就是素祭。
The second type of offering was a grain offering.
这个素祭啊，不能够单独献。
And the grain could not.
不能够单独 only.
You can't just make that as the only sacrifice.
only golden offering.
Oh. Oh, you cannot just have a grain offering by itself.
这个数祭啊，一定要跟其他的血祭一起献。
Because the grain offering must accompany a burnt offering.
所以这个数祭叫做同献的数祭，一起献上去的，附带献上去的。
So the grain offering is supplements another offering.
表示说啊，我们承认我们人都有罪，必须要有血才能够来赎我们的罪。
This is a recognition that we have sin and we must have blood to atone for our sin.
所以不能够光靠我们自己人的功劳我们的成果来赎罪
so that we cannot just rely on our work and labor which represents the grain in order to be cleansed and so this has spiritual meaning
所以我们知道说现在两种宗教有一种叫做助力的宗教有一个叫做他力一个就是靠着自己修身养性这样来立功得救的这种的信仰
so there are two types of religions one isWhere you attain salvation through your own works, and then the other is through sacrifice.
有一种是靠着牺牲啊，哈，靠着主耶稣的救赎；有一种的讲法是靠着自己的修身养性立功。
So the two train of thoughts in religion is that one you must have blood, like for Jesus to shed blood for us in order to be saved. The other is through your own deeds.
So we 看到有些宗教他们提倡哦啊要多行一些善事。
So some religions stress good works.
或者是到深山里面呐 住在那里呀 修炼自己。
Or they stress in a life of isolation in the mountains to cultivate.
但是我们知道说靠自己立功行善没有办法得救的。
But we understand that counting on ourselves to be saved is impossible.
因为人有罪，要借着耶稣的血才能够赎我们的罪。
Because humans have sin and we need Jesus Christ's blood in order to cleanse us from our sins.
除了耶稣基督以外，没有第二条得救的道路。
And apart from Jesus Christ, there is no other way to salvation.
所以要仰望耶稣基督的救赎。
So we must desire God's salvation.
另外两种拜神的态度，一种是真诚的。有行为配合的。
There's two types of worshiping God. One is where it's true, and there's deeds that follow the genuineness of the worship.
后来这个该隐啊，把亚伯杀掉了。
Later, Cain murdered Abel.
为什么他会把弟弟杀掉呢
？And why did he kill his younger brother?
因为他的献祭不蒙应啊。
And it was because that his offering was not accepted by the God.
他自己不完全，但是他没有想到悔改或反省自己，反而把这个责任归在弟弟。
It was his own imperfection, and he was unwilling to correct himself. Rather, he blamed his younger brother.
所以在以地啊，把他弟弟带到以地的地方，就把他杀掉了。
And so he brought Abel to a field, and he killed him there.
后来神就问他说你弟弟到哪里去了
So the Lord said to Cain Where is Abel your brother?
他说我怎么知道呢
And then Cain said I do not know
我又不是看守他的人啊
Am I my brother's keeper?
所以我们看到说这个该隐跟弟弟之间啊根本没有亲情
We also see how Cain and Abel were not close with each other
只有嫉妒啊只有怀恨
And there was only jealousy and hatred between them
所以他把弟弟杀掉。
And so Cain killed his younger brother.
这一个人能够，一些人啊，能够生活在同一个家庭里面。
For different types of people to live within one family.
这是非常难得的。
This is a difficult thing.
你看世界有几十亿的人口，我们能够生活在一个家庭。
And we see how the world is filled with billions of people and We have to dwell in a family.
如果没有发挥爱心了，就是要从亲人开始做起。
And so, for a family to be good, it starts with the.
从家里哈。
It starts for society to be good. It starts with the family.
要发挥爱心的，就是说你，我们说要爱人嘛，要爱神嘛，就是要从家人开始。
And in order for us to love everyone in the world, it starts.The learning starts in the family.
所以弟兄之间啊，骨肉之间啊，要 相亲爱。
And so between brothers and same flesh and blood, we must love one another.
所以在箴言十七章里面说，朋友是互相亲爱的。
And it says that in Proverbs chapter 17 that friends
互相亲爱
are close with one another.
弟兄是为患难而生。
But a brother is born for adversity.
所以同样生活在一个家庭里面，兄弟姐妹啊，要为着碰到患难的事情啊，就一起把同心来克服啊，来得胜这个患难。
And so between brothers, they can together work together to overcome any problems.
所以中国人讲说啊，你要打虎抓贼啊，要亲兄弟。
And so there's a Chinese saying saying if you want to catch butterflies, you need to be close to your brother.
打虎，不是蝴蝶，打虎。
打虎。
虎 ，tiger, tiger.
If you want to catch a tiger, or kill a tiger.
也就是说，当你遇到一危险的时候，跟你没有亲情关系的，他有时候他就跑掉了，不管你了。
So, saying that if you don't have a close brother when you're in danger.Then he will just run away.
因为你是有兄弟骨肉之情嘛。
And because you are related through flesh and blood.
所以有时候遇到患难的时候，有的兄弟为着兄弟的缘故啊，他可以牺牲啊，来保卫自己的兄弟。
There are many cases where brothers will sacrifice themselves for the safety of their siblings.
这是一种骨肉亲情的宝贵。
And this is the preciousness of having the same flesh and blood.
所以有现代人呢、啊，有时候亲情淡薄了。
So today, there are some relationships that are broken.
保罗说这是末世的现象。
And this is signs of the end of the last days.
因为不好的事情多了，人的心呢、啊，就爱心就渐渐的减少。
And so the hearts of men grow cold.
然后有的人为了财产呢、啊，兄弟就相争。
And perhaps for the sake of wealth, brothers turn against brother.
这都是非常可惜的。
And this is a pitiful state.
所以，因为人有了罪以后，我们没有想到说，第一代的人类的第一代啊，兄弟之间呢、啊、就相杀。
And so the first generation already, the brothers killed each other, the brother killed another brother.
后来说，亚伯的血在地里面呢、啊，就想。神哀告，求神来替他伸冤。
And then Abel's blood on the ground cries to God to for vengeance.
后来该隐就受咒诅。
And so Cain was also cursed.
所以他要漂流各地。
And so he was cursed to roam the earth.
说他虽然种地呀、啊，土长都不生出来。
And though he was originally he worked the ground, but whatever he did would not.
所以后来该隐觉得他所受的惩罚太重了。
Later, Cain thought that his punishment was too great.
心里感到很不安。
And he was not peaceful.
他一直怕说，如果遇到有人的话，会把他杀掉。
He thought that if he ran into other people, they would kill him.
所以神就在他身上啊做一个记号。
And so God made a mark on Cain.
他又说啊，如果杀该隐的人啊，要遭报七倍。
And he promised Cain that whoever killed him would be punished seven times.
这是人犯了罪以后、哦、所带来的一些后果。
So this was the consequences of sin.
四章的后面记载该隐的后代。
The end of chapter 4 describes the descendants of Cain.
因为他们离开了神以后、啊、都是追求属世上的事情。
So after he left God, he just pursued after earthly things.
所以该隐的后代，你看呐、啊，他们在文明上很进步。
And so you can see how their skills, the descendants of Cain's were
very skilled.
But they're still full of sin.
第一个，他们喜欢求名。
First, they pursued after fame.
所以他儿子啊，生出来以后，他盖了一个大臣，就用儿子的。名来起那个城的名。
So, when they built a city, they would name it after their children.
他的祖孙呢、啊、就放纵了，十九章叫拉麦，又娶了两个妻子了。
Also in verse 19, Lamech took for himself two wives.
那边人会凶暴说，少年人呐，我看不顺眼，我就把他杀掉了，把他害死掉了。
And whenever he was displeased, he would just kill him.
这都是那个犯罪的后代，该隐的祖孙呐。
These were the descendants of Cain and the result of sin.
所以虽然说他们有一些啊，在畜牧业、音乐、工业方面呐，都有很有成就的。
But
但是很文明，却很罪恶。
You can see that how they were all very skilled in their different crafts, but they were still very full of sin.
第五章里面讲到这个赛特的后裔啊。
In chapter 5, it describes the descendants of Seth.
因为亚伯死掉了，所以神又让亚当生了一个儿子叫赛特。
Because Abel was killed, Seth was given to Adam and Eve.
所以这个赛特来代替亚伯。
And so Seth took the place of Abel.
五章里面记载这个赛特的后裔啊，都记得很简单。
And the recordings of Seth are very simple.
啊，活到几岁，然后生儿子，最后生儿养女，再活几岁就死掉了。
And there's a repetition of how old the descendants of Seth lived, and then who they bore, and then on and on.
那我们看到呢，记载该隐的后代跟赛特的后代有两个不一样的地方。
You could draw a comparison between the descendants of Cain and the descendants of Seth.
该隐的后代啊，不计算他们的年岁。
The descendants of Cain did not count how old they were.
赛特的祖孙啊，记载他们一个人都活到几岁。
And Seth's descendants, on the other hand, counted how long they lived.
所以看到该隐的后代啊，因为他们离开神，虽然文明进步，但是他们的一生啊，最后没有意义啊，神不纪念的。
And because Cain's descendants, even though they were very skilled, God did not remember them.
因为赛特啊，能够承受这个亚伯哈，这个成为神的儿女这个系统。
But because Seth could pass down this tradition of being the sons of God, they understood that they should call on the name of the Lord.
所以表面上看起来，他们一生当中啊，神并没有记载他们在今生当中的一些成就。
So, though it doesn't seem that God remembered anything that they did in their lives,
但是他们的一生啊，神是纪念的。
But God still remembered them.
所以他们活到几岁啦，什么？ 神都纪念,
he remembered them for their entire lives, and so he recorded how old they lived.
虽然赛特的祖孙啊，神只是记在他们一生当中，就是生儿养女。
And so even though God just recorded their birth and who they gave birth to,
好像在其他事情啊都没有什么成就一样。
And though it seems that there is nothing else.
那在神来看呢，你在世界上的成就怎么伟大，在神来看，当然这个都是小事情。
But this teaches us that no matter how successful we become in our life, these are all small matters before God.
那神所看重的就是你怎么生养儿女，然后把敬畏神的这种信仰一代一代的一直传递下去。
The genealogy of Seth teaches us that God is only concerned with how you pass down the traditions. To your next generation.
因为你晓得让你的祖孙敬畏神，神看顾他们的生活，一直传下去，这样的人生啊，才有真正的意义跟价值。
And as long as God sees that you are passing down the tradition of worshiping God to your children, then God recognizes your life as meaningful.
所以圣经里面很强调这个儿女的教育。
So Bible stresses the training of the next generation.
并且说，儿女是神所赐的产业。
Because children are the inheritance of God.
你财产再多啊，你事业再成功。
No matter how much wealth you accumulate and how successful you become.
但是你儿女的教育啊，如果不成功的，他的一生不算是成功的。
But if your children are not raised up in the Lord, then your life counts for nothing.
因为这些东西啊，将来你什么都没有办法带走。
Because you cannot carry any of these material things with you as when you die.
所以看起来好像神不是很重视这些赛特的祖孙。
So it seems as if God did not really care about the lives of Seth's descendants.
都没有记载他们在文明事业上，在社会上的成就。
And God did not record any recordings of the discoveries they made in their lifetime.
就是记载他们生儿养女, 活到一定的年岁, 然后离开世界, 回到神那里去了。
And God only recorded how they lived and when they died and who they gave birth to.
事实上我们知道我们人生是聚集客里的生活了。
Oh, so this teaches us that we are our life is as sojourners.
我们在世界上是客旅的，几十年的人生。
And we are strangers on this earth.
我们要紧的就是说，我们将来离开世界以后啊，我们要到哪里去？
Because we understand that we are guests and we know that where we're going.
啊，我们在一生当中所留下的我们的儿女祖孙，他们是不是能够世世代代存守在神的爱里面？
And we only leave behind our children, and we must consider whether they will be in the love of God or not.
因为马拉基书里面说，神有力量可以造很多很多的人，好像造天使一样。
In the book of Malachi, it tells us that God can create many people, just like the number of angels.
那神为什么要造亚当，然后为他造配偶夏娃？
But why did God only create Adam and then create his helper?
就是要来生养虔诚的后代祖孙。
It was to give birth to the next generation.
所以我们人生当中啊， 当然你可以追求更多的成就。
And so though in our lifetimes we can pursue after a better living.
但是在灵性上啊， 能够敬畏神， 啊能够培养出啊， 敬虔的后代祖孙啊， 我们的人生才有真正的意义跟价值。
But if we can build a family that loves the Lord, then our life has true meaning.
就是从神的角度来看事情。
And this is from the perspective
of God's
eyes. And this is important.
所以我们不要只是在物质上啊， 社会上， 今生上啊， 一直投注， 一直投注， 就让我们的灵性上失掉了， 那就很可惜。
So let's not just invest ourselves within the world and then forsake our spirituality.
另外有一句话一直反复出现， 就是就死了。
Also another repetitive phrase in this chapter is and he died.
因为这是罪的结果， 所以死就临到众人。
And because this is the consequence of sin, death came unto humans.
所以让我们知道说， 人有一天啊， 就要死， 要离开世界。
And this teaches us that man will one day leave the earth and die.
这是人生的结局。
This is the destiny of and the conclusion of humans.
所以我们的盼望不是在这个世界。
Therefore, our hope does not lie in this this world.
传道书里面说啊， 人生的结局的事情你要常常放在心上。
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us to keep the conclusion of things in our hearts.
因为我们盼望说将来主耶稣来的时候我们必接升天。 这是我们最大的盼望。
Our greatest hope lies in the day we are received up into heaven.
因为以诺啊， 他在一生当中啊， 他有信心跟主同行。
Because Enoch walked with God in his lifetime.
所以他最后啊， 被主迎接升天。
So in the end, he was received up into heaven.
因为他在65岁的时候， 生了一个儿子叫做马土撒拉。
At the age of 65, he begot Methuselah.
马鲁撒拉的意思就这个孩子死掉的那一年啊， 灾难会临到世界。
And Methuselah's meaning means when he dies, disaster.
所以真的马鲁撒拉活到969岁嘛， 他死掉那一年刚好洪水毁灭世界。
And so indeed, when Methuselah died at the age of 969, that's when the great flood occurred.
所以以诺因为得到神的这样的启示。
And because Enoch received this revelation from God.
所以65岁开始啊， 300年跟神同行。
After the age of 65, he walked with God for
300 years.
In other words, his faith did not change over the course of these 300 years.
能够跟神同行就是以神的心为心。
And to walk with God means to be one in heart with God.
非常深切地明白神的旨意，按照神的旨意在行事。
And to clearly understand God's will and to walk according to his will.
所以后来神就喜悦他。
And so God was pleased with him.
他就没有经过死，神就直接把他升天了。
So Enoch never experienced death, and he was received up into heaven.
所以我们看到说一个一个都死掉了。So
we see how one by one these people died.
以诺在以神生儿养女以外，他又能够跟神同行，就能够得胜死亡。But
for Enoch's case, we see how he had children, but also he was able to walk with God.
能够活活被接升天。
And that he could be received up into heaven.
所以我们将来我们信徒有一个很大的盼望，主来的时候要被接。
Also, as believers, we have this great hope that we will be received into heaven.
所以以诺给我们留下的信心啊，跟主同行啊，努力传福音啊，这样的榜样。
And so Enoch left a great example of faith, walking with God, and also preaching.